This episode is sponsored by Chavid Properties. Think, create, build. What are you building?
You are now listening to The Young God, a podcast for the gods.
To a different segment now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a series of quickfire questions.
Do I need to cross my legs for that?
Get comfortable, yes. Get comfortable. Describe your wife in one word.
Answered prayer. That's two. Boom. Ooh, it goes together. Literally my answered prayer. That's what she is. I prayed her fourth.
You prayed her fourth?
I fasted for 3 days.
Oh, she for real?
Yes, the same thing. I prayed her first. We have our differences, but she's amazing. I wouldn't want anything different.
You know how they say, please share it to Ciara's prayer. Please, Charles. What is this prayer you prayed?
So this is what I did. I got a pen and paper. Mm-hmm. I wrote down exactly what I wanted in a woman. I've had some bad experiences with ladies in the past, right? But this time around, you see the same way you come into a restaurant. Okay, I want to order rice.
Yeah.
What kind of rice do you want? Jollof rice. Do you understand? Do you want it with fish? Do you want it with egg and all that? Write down what you want in any of your spouse. Be you a woman, write down what you want in a man. Again, you aim for the stars, you don't get that, you land in the moon. As a man thinketh in his heart, so you see. Write down exactly what you want and look at it. Morning, noon, night. Pray it forth. Father, this is my prayer to you. And believe it. It will come. It was crazy. When it actually happened, I was, are you sure this is not?
But you don't have before. Scary.
She, no. I met my wife January. I proposed to her June. I got married to her December. Same year.
Oh, yeah?
That was it. It was that.
Did you like know her when you met her?
I did.
Like did you know it was her when you met her?
Or
you
the day I met her, I knew she was my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I followed her. I find her and go. So this is a scenario. I actually met her in church, right? So she was with her family friend. She likes to call her a cousin, right? So immediately, I was there. I was praying and all that. And as I turned back, I wanted to check what was going on. There was this lady. I was like, who is that? And I turned back. From that moment till then, I turned back over 20-something times. She still did not see me. So after the service, I followed up. I met her outside.
Yeah.
But I didn't act. You know how pretty girls can be. Yeah. I didn't start speaking to her directly. I started talking to the friend. But it was her I was coming for.
My nigga.
Do you understand? You know when you find the pretty ones among their circle, they can always want to.
Yes.
So I went for the friend. But the friend already decoded that it was her I was coming for. So we got knowing each other eventually. And we went out on a date that first day. And it's history.
That day?
Oh, that same day. We hit it off immediately. We spoke, we had a whole lot of conversations. I actually took her home. We had a conversation and it was amazing, right? We've had ups and downs, which is part of it. But the point is, when you're with your own, regardless of whatever challenges you may face, you definitely would overcome.
Overcome.
Right, yeah, right. Exactly.
Any kids yet?
Yeah, we have an amazing boy. Denzel is his name. Denzel with a double L.
Double L.
Double L, yeah.
Why double L?
Double L means greatness, means power, means, So the meaning of names matter a whole lot to me. I just don't pick any names. It has to have, or any name, I beg your pardon, it has to have an in-depth meaning, right? Because I believe they matter. They actually do matter. So I'm very, very conscious about it. So Denzel is his name. He's a year plus now. Cute, young chap.
I bet he's cute.
Oh, trust me. All the books he's going to read are already waiting for him. The mom thought I was crazy, man. I already got his books. It was just 6 months. It could barely work. Why are you buying books? I said, let him be looking at it. Let him start playing with it. Let him get accustomed to it. He should start soaking it up. He needs to tear it. But the point is, let him get used to it. So now he can walk. If your phone is ringing, he will pick it and give it to you. Now, if he sees a book, he just picks it and comes to give it to me. He gives it to me. So he already understands that, okay, book and daddy, one.
Yeah.
So he understands that. So that's just about it.
God's raising God's,
Oh, exactly.
That is what's so.
Exactly, yes.
Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush was Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Secret talent.
Secret talent. My secret talent. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
My secret talent. Do I really have a secret talent? All my talent is in the open.
This is the open.
I don't think I have a secret talent. My secret talent. Okay, my secret talent is separate. That's between me and my wife. Let me keep it like that.
Oh, shut up, my nigga.
That's definitely my secret talent.
All person right. That you would trade places with for a day.
Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Yeah. Any day, anytime.
Weirdest job you ever had?
Weirdest job? Damn. Selling phones.
Selling phones.
On the street, fam. Selling phones. That was. If you saw me back then, I was charcoal.
Back then, how long ago are we talking?
We're talking about over a decade.
So like 2011, 2012.
2005, 2006, 2007. That range.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It was really a trying period. You know.
Guilty pleasure.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Biggest risk you ever took?
Was investing in crypto.
How did that work out?
It was good, but I got out too early. Back then, crypto wasn't really very... It wasn't popular, right? I wasn't patient. Damn, if I was patient... Every time I think about it, I'm like, what were you thinking? Cashed out is crazy, fam.
Yeah.
You could actually buy on the street, you could actually buy like 5, 6, 7 houses. Is that, imagine having over 40-something, 50-something BTC. Convert that to the current BTC rate.
Oh, snap.
That is crazy. We got into BTC when BTC was less than 100,000 naira.
Oh, man.
Yeah, way back then. So somebody, still Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Started speaking about all those things. So I try to mirror them. What they do, I get into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Still having the picture of that, this is what I want to do. But back then, I didn't have a clear-cut vision of what I actually wanted to do. But I just mirrored these guys. I made their mindset my mindset. So he spoke about it one day. I just, what is this thing? And I, what's it?
Mm-hmm.
It was later down the years when he now hit. How many $1,000 did he hit? Then I sold.
Mm.
But from then till now, I think there was a time I don't feel it anymore because it gives me heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like, fam, you were in a hurry. You had over almost 50. What were you doing? What were you thinking? But who knows? Nobody ever knew it would get to where it is. So.
Best compliment you ever got?
Compliment. Compliment. Best compliment. I love your wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope to meet her someday.
Oh, definitely. She's an amazing person. She'll light up the room.
I bet.
Yeah, she's that kind of a person.
What never fails to make you laugh?
What do I always find funny? What do I always find funny? These are simple questions, but still in depth.
Yeah.
You know, what never fails to make me laugh? My boy. There are some funny things he does that every time I just look at him, I just laugh.
Denzel with two L's.
Oh, the double L, man. Always. My wife sent me a video of him recently, and way back, it was like 6, 7 months, and I just looked at him and I started laughing. So every time, I laugh at him. That's the one.
That's one of the best gifts you give yourself, man. I always say to myself, I could do a million things, but I only have lived half a life if I haven't raised a kid.
Exactly.
I really do want to give myself that challenge and that gift at some point. So, yeah, I feel you, man.
Yeah.
Something you wish you were better at?
I have a lot. Should I just mention one?
Name them, please.
Okay.
Let's know that Charles has weaknesses, please.
Oh, trust me. I'm one who... I love to quote things. I love quotes. So, it says, no matter how high you climb or how much you make, stay humble, stay hungry, and never be complacent. So I want to work on my communication skills. I want to work on my leadership skills. I want to work on my people skills. I want to work on my leadership skills. I want to work on my personal finance skills. These are things that I actively work on a day-to-day basis, including my mindset. So those are things I want to be good at, better at.
And your marriage, being a better husband.
Being a better husband. Thank you. How can I forget that?
Yeah.
Forgive me, right? We even got books. Right? Yeah. Things I had known, 5 love languages, things I had known before I got married, I got a book from Joyce Meyers, right? So at the same time as you're working on all those other things, you must strike a balance. We're learning, we're growing, you know?
Because there's so many examples of people, especially men, who they excel at one end.
But the home front.
And the home front is trash. And I always feel like that is actually, in the end, what make it the man, you know? If the people around you, the people you spend the most time around you, don't benefit from you in that way, all the other things you've achieved are diminished.
Yeah.
You know, but if your home front, because they always say, like, don't try and fix the world while your home is in disorder.
Exactly.
Make your bed. Simple things like that. So you can go out there and do so many amazing things, but I feel it will always be diminished, at least in my eyes.
Yeah.
If
you don't focus on what matters the most.
The thing,
at the end, that's what matters the most.
Yeah.
That was all. You know, so once in a while, you know, when you're a go-getter, once in a while, you still have to nudge yourself to give yourself that reminder so you don't take certain things for granted. Mm-hmm. The fact that she loves you, she takes care of the home front and all that, that's just this very thin line for you to take some certain things for granted. So you must watch yourself at all times, you know?
Yeah.
And when I speak like this, I'm indirectly also speaking to myself, you know? So whenever you hear me speak and all that, it's still speaking to myself.
Yeah.
So repetition is the mother of all skills. That's where mastery comes from. So we keep on saying it so we can become better. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You're
Thank you. That's amazing. I appreciate that.
Best perk of being in real estate?
Best perk? Making money while you sleep.
Oof.
That hit a chord, right?
Hit a chord, man. Making money while you sleep. That's a good one. If you were stuck on a desert island, who would you want with you?
Who would I want with me? My wife.
Apart from your wife?
Apart from my wife.
Let's say you were single.
If I was single, who would I want with me? In a desert.
Anybody you can think of.
Who would I want with me? If I mention this now, you say, why am I mentioning it? My mom. Oh, okay, no, not my mom. My brother.
Your brother.
We'll rough it out. My immediate younger brother runs a foundation, like Brilliant Foundation. Yeah, he's an amazing dude, right? He's even going into politics recently. Yeah, 2023, right? So, I think he's even the first person he will rough it out.
I feel you.
He will rough it out, man. He's a definition of ride or die.
Would you go into politics?
No. I'm more or less going to be like a kingmaker, right? I don't want to get myself into politics. I want to create the environment that will let other people thrive, right? I know those policies are important because it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Policies and business, right? But I don't want to dabble into politics.
All
right. I just want to build an empire.
While you're here, I want to tell you about Chavit Properties, who are proud sponsors of this podcast. They are a luxury real estate company that is also committed to developing sustainable mass housing. Ambitious stuff. Check them out on social media at Chavit Properties. Chavit Properties. Think, create, build. Something you long believed to be true, but then realized it wasn't.
A lot, but I'm going to pick this. Said, any I could be, it could be. It's not true. I always felt that way. Any I could be, it could be. Go make up for this life. Everywhere go jail. Nah, success is intentional.
Yeah.
You don't dabble into it. Most people who have become successful had to first be and attracted it, right? As a saying, it says, success is not what you pursue, it's what you attract as a result of who you become.
Yeah.
So you must first be that person to attract it. So nobody by high ego be, ego be. That's why 99% of lottery winners lose it. That's crazy. You see somebody makes 100 millionaire in lottery, give him 6 months to a year, he loses it. Why? Money doesn't make you rich. It's the knowledge behind the money that makes you rich.
Yeah.
So these people have this money, but they don't know what to do with it. Right, some of them get lucky, but it's just a matter of time they lose it. Yeah. So that would be it.
Okay. Something we don't know about you.
I'm very playful.
Do you play video games?
PS, but not every now and then.
Yeah. Do you play FIFA?
FIFA, yes, definitely.
Your hand is strong.
Oh, fam, we should play a game together. We should play a game together.
Okay, friendly wager still. I'd like to put some more money on
it. Call me. At a point in time, what for you? You get where they come from. All so right. We'll get that done. I love right that. Now. Yeah.
If you were a Greek god, who would you be?
A Greek god. Please, can you mention the names?
Zeus. Yeah.
Any day, anytime.
I feel it.
Exactly.
One thing people get wrong about you.
I think I come off as too strict.
Too strict?
Yeah.
People
get that wrong about me. I am, but I think they take it to a whole different level, right?
Yeah.
I can be disciplined when it's time to be disciplined, and I can be playful. I try to strike a balance. Okay. You need to see me with my boy, you need to see me at home with my wife and all that. You like, oh, is this to see you in the office and all that, right? So I think a whole lot of people get that wrong about me.
Okay. Something that people aren't paying enough attention to, but should.
Reading, bro. As a saying, you want to hide anything from a black man, put it in the book. It is reality.
Yeah.
We don't read in Nigeria. That's why we're easily swayed by our politicians. They just come and tell us things and we're gullible. We don't read. If we read, it will show. Evidence of what you know is in your results. It will definitely show in everything we do. We're very industrious.
Yeah.
I won't take it away from us. We're hardworking. We're tenacious. We have this indomitable spirit. But we need to read more.
Yeah, I feel like reading culture is what would take all of those energies that you just mentioned.
And channel it in the right path. Channel it,
refine exactly. it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Music will be surprised to learn you listen to.
Would you be surprised? I don't think you will be surprised. Because I love rap. Okay, yeah, you may be surprised. Blues.
Uh-huh.
I love me blues, fam. I'm a lover boy. Okay, that's for my life. I'm a child. I have a playlist for blues. I have a playlist for soft music. Tracks. I listen to the likes of Kenny G and the rest of that. So a couple of people may be surprised to see that because I can be very... But that's it.
You have to show teeth sometimes.
Yeah, man. You definitely have to.
If not your current profession, what would you be doing?
What would I be doing? These are questions that are getting me to think. I'll be a speaker, a full-time speaker. Because I've always had that need to impact people. You know, so if I wasn't in the full-time real estate developer, I'll be a speaker because I intertwine both of them in a way. So that's exactly what I'll be doing.
What was your feeling making your first million?
It felt good, though.
The day it hit your account and you saw that these six O's...
Oh, it felt good, fam. I felt I had arrived, you know?
Yeah.
But there's this feeling, once you get to that threshold, you know there is more. You know, back then when the million was still a million, not what it is today. I think back then the dollar was less than 150 naira.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. The dollar is only 570. Right? Yeah. You had to have 570,000 naira to equal $1,000. Back then it was 150,000 naira. So 570,000 naira back then was over 3,000 or even $4,000. So it's crazy. So I felt very good. It was very, very good. I was like, okay, if I can do this, what's stopping you from making a billion, like 10 billion, right? So let's go for it. What about you? How did you feel when you made your first 1 million?
What's funny is that I didn't even make 1 million. I made my first million was more than 1 million.
Wow, amazing.
By a lot.
Wow.
So
that shook you.
It bust my brain. You know, people always talk about they want to have like they need a billionaire now, a billionaire, you know, just tweeting or maybe just speaking, you know, in general. But they underestimate, it can drive you nuts.
If you're not focused.
If you don't know what the hell is going on.
Exactly.
And I remember it was one of my first branding opportunities. I built a brand for a major company in the States and they paid in dollars. And at the time when I was taking that job, I got a lot of advice from different people on how to charge and how to build and how to do it, because that was my first time working with you know, all those years ago. And when that thing dropped, when they approved the proposal,
like, wow.
You know, I remember I got shivers. I think I felt sick for like a few minutes. I swear to God, you know, it was like, this is not real, it's not possible. I was expecting FCC to call me, you know, I was expecting, you know, somebody to like stab me, and I couldn't tell anybody, not even my family members.
You just had to keep mute.
I was mute. It was, in fact, it was like 6 months later that I told anyone in my family.
After
I settled down, after I'd done the job,
yeah.
After I'd even spent like half of it, that's when I told them what was up. But yeah, it can...
You're driving nuts.
It can drive you fucking nuts.
That's why you have to work on yourself.
Yeah.
As I'm saying, people now, money has taken them away, even in the real estate business.
Yeah.
I just don't want to mention names on there, right? A couple of them who have done greatly ran into some funds and they just allowed it to take the best of them. They stopped coming to the office. They stopped paying meticulous attention to details. They started to negate things, and it's just a matter of time. It will show. So you must learn to put that in order.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those lessons that I learned early, and I was quite young. I learned early that money doesn't make you anything. That you can have that, and you have friends at the same time, because it was a group of us who were like doing this thing, and they all shared in this. And what happened was, this guy went and he bought the latest Range Rover he broke. After he bought it, he came to me to ask for fuel money.
Oh shit!
Used
all the entirety
to buy a Range Rover Vogue and ask me for fuel money. That was crazy to me. And then I learned, you know, you have to learn from other people's experiences. I was like, God, if you're not making your own mistakes, you have to learn from other
people's mistakes. Yes,
it's impressive. My guy did not survive. He fell off hard after that.
You will. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
So the goal is not to look rich, it's to actually be rich. He wanted to look rich.
Yeah.
That was it. He was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So much in a hurry. Okay.
And finally, I have it on good authority that during the process of this, before we're putting all this together, you listen to the podcast extensively. I want to know your first-hand experience. What was it like, you know, coming into contact with my voice, my content, my mindset, the way I tell my stories?
I was like, who is this dude? Right? It was just something... There was something different. There was something unique, right? I even went as far as looking you up on Instagram. I searched you out. Oh, this is a good-looking champ, right? I'm sure the ladies must be after him and all.
He's good.
Yeah, right? It's good. Right, I said, okay, well, this is... Because you see, brought it to my table. Like, this is someone that we can work with and all that. I said, okay, so I gave it a shot, looked at it. That was prior to us meeting in the first place. I'm like, okay, this is beautiful. Then eventually when we met, I loved the vibes. We hit it up immediately. I'm like, okay, I want us to do something together. And voila, here we are. I see us doing a whole lot more going forward, right?
Same, yeah.
We're going to grow. It can and will only get better from here.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
What's your favorite episode so far?
There was one you had with, I'm trying to remember his name. It was fun. You guys were just fun. I can't remember the name of the guest, but you guys just spoke about general stuff, and I was like, okay, I think I can do this. Let's. This is actually my first podcast to be frank.
Right, right, yeah.
I've done on air interviews on radio stations and all that, but I've not actually done like a pop-up podcast. So
something this long term.
This is a first. This is one to
took
remember.
Your podcast virginity.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So this is amazing. So you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you
this
very, very
beautiful.
Much.
This is beautiful.
But yeah, we've done it. This is the Young God podcast.
It's a pleasure.
Charles David.
Exactly. Charles Nwa David. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's son of David, child of David.
Yes, exactly, son of David.
Where are you from?
I'm from Enugu State.
Enugu State, I'm from Anambra State.
Anambra, oh, beautiful. You guys have an amazing governor now.
We do.
Shake on that.
Do you get...
An amazing, a right-thinking governor. Yeah. This is a man who knows what he wants.
Yeah.
What he's. He didn't see his inauguration. He didn't spend millions like every other governor would have done. He kept it as minimal as possible. So I think you guys are on the right path with him.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I believe.
So I feel like, hopefully, the country of Nigeria, you know, does something in that vein,
yes,
and pick someone, you know,
articulate someone who knows what he's doing.
Who would you vote for
if I had an opportunity? You may say I'm tribalistic, but I think Peter Obi would do an amazing.
He's not tribalistic at all. He's just the most common sense.
He's a businessman. We need a businessman to run the country. A great businessman. Nigeria is actually a business.
Mm.
You can't have your expenses supersede your income. You're going to crash.
Yeah.
We're spending about 80 or 90% of our income on loan servicing. Who does that?
Yeah.
Right? You see how much we're spending on things that are not trivial things. It shouldn't be that way. So I think we need a businessman, someone who knows what he's doing, who knows how to have checks and balances to help. It's not that we're not making this money.
Mm-hmm.
We're making tremendous amount of money. But we can't find out where
you're contributing to the GDP personally. So you know exactly.
It's a tremendous amount of wealth, right, in this country. They say if you want to be a billionaire, help a billion people solve a billion problems, right? So we have that.
Yeah.
We have that opportunity. We just need to find the right person. Right.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
And
it's an amazing one.
This is
The Young God.
Yes, sir. This was a treat from beginning to end, wasn't it? What did you take from it? What stood out to you? How do you feel now that it's all said and done? These questions matter when you consume this kind of content. Don't just move on to something else like it's beans. These are pearls, you. Reflect and internalize. That's how you get wise. That said, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, best believe that there is more where that came from. There are over 100 episodes that cover a variety of topics and guests. There's something for everyone. Every episode, every conversation, every story is dripping with insights that will delight you, make you think, and put you onto new things. Things you don't hear every day. Things people don't usually say. We take it there, week in, week out. Do follow the podcast on IG at The Young God Pod and Twitter at I Am The Young God for more God-level content. New episodes drop every Saturday at midnight, so do subscribe and do share. I'm your host, Rodney, and I wish you a blessed day and a blessed mind. Rodney, out.
All right, thanks, guys. How did we do?
That was great.
Okay, I learned a lot. So I'm going to listen to this one. I've already experienced it.
You've experienced it personally.
Oh my God, this was so...
The energy was...
I love it.
The trick for me is I come into these things with enthusiasm every time. I think, you know, enthusiasm is what determines the direction of...
People will feed off your energy.
Yes. Because, you know... I know there are guests that they already come, they're ready, like they're
boom,
firecrackers, you know.
Yes.
But you can't always take that, you never know who you're going to get, mm-hmm. or what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So I always know that my own is like, I genuinely want to like, bro, this is a relationship I'm building.
Exactly.
It might just seem like we're just creating content, but I'm talking to you like someone I want to know going forward.
Yeah.
And that's mindset, like you said, mindset is everything.
Yes.
Is what helps us, you know, have this conversation that these ladies and gentlemen and those who are going to listen to this are going to feed off of.
Yeah.
And now they've got an idea of who you are as a person, as a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is that both now and 12 months from now,
mm-hmm.
as more audiences come back to this episode,
exactly.
Chavit, and by the time you guys get to where you're going, you know, it's going to...
Yes, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I appreciate you for having us.
Yeah.
Right. It's an amazing one. At least this is something that goes on posterity state.
Yeah.
Next 5 years we can come back and listen to like, oh, this is what happened.
Next 5 years when we need to update the certain milestones that Chavit has achieved.
Exactly.